Good Wednesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by JPMorgan Chase & Company.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We're starting with a look back at 6 hours in the mind of the president. Trump took several seemingly contradictory positions about the government continuing cost-sharing reduction payments for Obamacare yesterday. CSR payments help insure the poor. The president said he'd stop paying them last week. But right before 2 p.m. yesterday, he boasted about cutting the payment. Then at 2:10 p.m., he said he had been involved in the bipartisan deal to keep CSR payments. And then, yet again, there was another shift. Then at a Heritage Foundation dinner at 7:37 p.m., he stated that Congress must find a solution to the Obamacare mess instead of providing bailouts to insurance companies. If you were a lawmaker or an observer of Washington, how do you know what the president means when he says three completely different things in less than 6 hours? Here's the reality about the deal. A bipartisan Obamacare deal would need Trump's sustained lobbying muscle to actually pass. The current framework has gotten much more support from Democrats than Republicans. Many Republicans are still skeptical and would need the White House to sell them on supporting the package.
Trump and Gold Star families is again in the headlines. The White House yesterday said on various occasions that Barack Obama did not call the family of fallen soldiers. The AP now has a story about how Trump has not called all the family of soldiers who have died. A local NBC affiliate in Miami reports that Trump told the wife of a fallen soldier that he knew what he signed up for, but when it happens, it hurts anyway. That's according to Florida Democratic Congresswoman Frederica Wilson, who was in the car when Trump made the call. Meanwhile, the Washington Post is reporting that Peter Navarro, the director of the White House Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy, circulated an internal memo that alleged manufacturing declines increases abortions, infertility, and spousal abuse. All right. Speaking of documents, Josh Dossi and Brian Bender report that the National Archives has warned the Trump White House to preserve documents.
It appears that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is on the verge of a much-needed and hard-fought victory when it comes to the budget. Senator John McCain endorsed the budget bill, and ailing Senator Thad Cochran has returned, so it looks like they have the votes to pass the measure, a must-do for tax reform to move forward. Meanwhile, the House Ways and Means Committee has notified its members that it is holding two more extended policy discussions on tax reform next Tuesday and Wednesday. But despite the continued tax reform push, OMB Director Mick Mulvaney told Bloomberg's Kevin Cirilli, what many have been thinking for a long time, that it looks more likely that tax reform bleeds into 2018.
The job search for the next leader of the Heritage Foundation continues. The Washington Post reports that the shortlist includes Todd Ricketts, the co-owner of the Chicago Cubs, and Mark Short, a senior Trump White House official, Lisa Nelson, the chief executive of the American Legislative Exchange Council, and David Trullio, a vice president at Lockheed Martin, are also in the mix. It's hard to see why Short would take this job. He's the White House's top lobbyist for the Hill. Republicans we talked to in the White House say he's ascended in the Trump administration.
And of course, we've got more Steve Bannon news. Alex Eisenstadt is reporting that he has been crisscrossing the country trying to capitalize on Republican donors frustrated with Mitch McConnell. And Annie Carney reports that Bannon's most recent endorsement is Matt Rosendale, the Montana state auditor running for Senate.
Trump is scheduled to speak by phone with Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds. He's also meeting with the Senate Finance Committee and will have lunch with Vice President Mike Pence. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
And now, a special message from our colleague Ben White.
Hi, I'm Ben White, and my new Politico Money podcast premieres on Wednesday, October 18th. So here's the deal. I'll be decoding the biggest moments in economic and financial policy with some of the leading voices in Washington and on Wall Street. We'll have a crazy number of things to discuss. The big tax cut plan, infrastructure, the future of the Fed, and Janet Yellen. So mark your calendar. My first episode is Wednesday, October 18th. Better yet, just subscribe right now so that our inaugural episode will hit your app as soon as it's released. I've gotten all your emails asking why I don't do a podcast and take the Morning Money style of cutting through the nonsense onto a new platform. So you asked for it, now you're getting it. All right, maybe it took me a little while to get here, but I'm here now and I can't wait to get started.
I've been waiting for this for a long time.